we've done these kinds of surveys before, and you know, a lot of these patients are in hospice for less than a week. And a lot of these patients, but a lot of these patients in this survey, 3 months. This woman was on hospice for 3 months. What was going on? What were some of the palliative issues that were being dealt with at that point?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things was the pain control because of the liver involvement and also the abdominal involvement. So it was treating her abdominal pain. Other things included treating her nausea. So I think hospice was excellent for her in terms of providing those care. She had a great family support. You know, for a lot of my patients, we needed to have them see our psychologist. But in her case, it was the family members that were excellent.
So you took care of her then the entire time?
I took care of her the entire time.
For like more than 5 years?
I did.
Wow.
I did. Yeah.
And we asked for each one of these cases, how attached did you feel to this particular patient emotionally? And you checked off for her, very attached. Mm-hmm. What was it like to take care of her?
You know, it was very satisfying taking care of her. You know, she always had a very positive attitude. And so she would tell me a lot about what's going on in her family, you know, the birth of her grandchildren, the family events that she went to. You know, I was very attached to her and I was very much bonded to her.
Did you feel a sense of sadness when she deteriorated and died?
Absolutely, absolutely. But also knowing that she had a fairly good quality of life throughout her treatment, and she was able to participate in the things that she, you know, wanted to do, traveled quite a bit, and I think those things were satisfying.
Any comment, Maggie, on the issue of attachment to patients, burnout, taking care of yourself?
Well, I think there's naturally patients that you become bonded to or attracted to, especially perhaps younger ones, people who are in difficult situations, social situations, who are just kind of struggling day to day and then they get a bad illness. But I always think that there's a certain distance you have to put in there. You can be bonded to someone and be empathetic, but you have to have a certain distance. And to me, it's sort of like on my drive home, there's a box and you have to close the lid of the box. And when you get home, it's got to be gone because you can't have that 24/7. Otherwise, you will burn out. So that's sort of how I handle it. So I have a long drive home. That's my time to decompress and just know that once I walk in the door at home, I'm not the doctor. I'm the home person.